Good afternoon. Prepare to enter the home zone with your host, Jeff Potter, from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show is being brought to you by Art Realty and TransNation Title. From buying to selling to maintaining your home, every aspect of home ownership is covered in the home zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Hey, hey, happy Tuesday, everybody. Welcome to the zone, the home zone. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. So glad you showed up. It is Tuesday, the 22nd of April. Hi, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. I'm very happy that this week we actually have some sunshine and no snow showers here in the Tulip City.
Lots of wind, though.
Absolutely. So, hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning back in. So, on the big show today, we got some interesting topics, some great guests. We have Sean Vandenhout from Preferred Insurance. He'll be coming in a little later with what you don't know can sue you and hurt you. So Sean with a lot of great insurance topics. Then we have Barbara Thompson from EPS Security. She's going to give us the lowdown on security systems, good value, what to expect, all kinds of fun stuff. But we're going to lead the show with Ryan Dawson from Art Realty. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Great, Jeff. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you. Better for your asking, actually. So, Ryan, you're with Art Realty, one of our sponsors here. And one of the great things about Art Realty that I appreciate about them, other than the fact that they sponsor my show, is that Art Realty is a family-owned real estate company based in Zeeland, Michigan, started in Zeeland, Michigan by Steve Sterkin and his group. And you're one of the, you're their top agent. So thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate having you here. So Ryan, right off the top, Art Realty, if I'm a customer and I see all these different real estate companies and I look at Art Realty, other than having kind of a cool name that you can remember and it's a local company in Zeeland, what's the Art Realty difference?
It's a great question, Steve. Art Realty actually stands for Affordable Realty Team. And the product is designed to save the seller money right from the get-go. Initially, you have listing fees that a realty agency will charge, and Art Realty reduces those fees to help the seller save money when they sell their home.
Wow, what a great concept. By the way, I'm Jeff, not Steve. Steve's the owner of Art Realty, but that's okay, Ryan, not a problem. Anyway, so that's great. So basically, that's really kind of the premise of Art Realty, is to get the seller to save money. So when we talk about saving money and realty fees, let's just do an example, because for me, I kind of like to be able to see things and kind of visualize it. So I have my house for sale here in beautiful Zeeland, Michigan, or Holland, Michigan, and I want to sell my house for, say, $200,000. So when you come out and you do your listing appointment, tell me exactly how the fee, flat fee structure works.
Sure. The fee schedule is based upon the price that we list your home at. So, for instance, for a home selling for $200,000, we could save you about $3,500 on your fees.
Okay, so you could actually save me $3,500.
That's correct.
Okay, but do I? Because you don't. I believe that there are no free lunches in this world. So, yeah, you know, if you're going to save me $3,500, am I still going to get the great? Like, what are some things that you guys do that maybe, you know, either different or like what normal agents do? I guess, what are some of the services that you offer? Because again, $3,500, that's a lot of money to save.
That's true. And many people do ask us, you know, what's the catch? There is no catch. We are a full service agency. We provide comparative market analysis. We do, we advertise, you know, on all the local Zillow and Realtor.com, and also listed on the multiple listing, you know, for the area. So there really is no hidden fees. We're going to give you all the benefits of a full-service realty or a real estate company just at a lower cost. And we can do that mainly because in today's arena, we've got use of the Internet. And 90% of customers looking for a home have already done all the research on the home. They've already looked on the Internet. So why not give them something they can, you know, actually save some money on?
Yeah, it makes sense. Again, there's a lower holding cost, or because you're a smaller company, it really just doesn't cost as much money to feed the machine, so to speak. So you're able to pass those savings on to clients, which is pretty unique. So Art Realty, it's in Zeeland. You guys are right on Main Street, correct?
We are. On the corner of Elm and Main Street. We've got a beautiful building there. And we've got about 10 realtors working for us. Stop by anytime. Our website, artrealty.com. We can be reached at 772-5478. We are definitely ready to, the market is hot right now. So we're ready to go.
And I'll tell you, one of the benefits really is in today's market right now, every dollar counts. And if you're a seller, you want to maximize the profit that you can get from your home. I mean, it just makes sense. That's why you're selling it. So, again, saving $3,500 or whatever. And again, you can call these guys for a free estimate. They'll come out to the house. They'll do the whole thing, no cost to you for them to do a free market analysis for you. And again, give them a call or stop in. You could save a lot of money and it makes a lot of sense. And again, kind of the neat thing is just like, 1450s Holland's Hometown Station, Art Realty is your hometown real estate company. So again, it's, dealing locally with local folks, which is great. So you can find them at www.artrealty.com or 616-772-5478. Or 616-772-LIST. Diane, though, whenever anybody does the name after the phone words, I always spend more time trying to figure out what the word is and try to spell it. So,
right. The phone number is the most important part.
Right, exactly. So 772-5478. Ryan, I know that you are going to be back with us in the weeks to come. We're going to be going out and looking at some diamonds in the rough, and also something new that we started this week, folks. Every single week on Tuesday, we're going to update them every single Tuesday before the show. You can go to the Art Realty website and check out the hot deals of the week. It's basically properties that the folks over at Art have deemed to be, all properties are listed really well and done, but these are just really the hot deals. So if you really want to save some money or capitalize on investment property, these are ones to take a look at. Ryan, anything more on that, or what kind of your thoughts on the hot deal of the week?
Well, I think there's a lot of deals still to be had out there. So I know, we're excited to be part of this radio program and advertise a little bit to get people a deal that will save them some money and a place to call home.
Absolutely. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, Holland's Hometown Station. You're on with Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You're back in the home zone here on 1450 WHTC, Holland's Hometown Station. I'm your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. So we're back with Sean Vandenhout, very good Dutch name, from Preferred Insurance. How are we doing today, Sean?
Awesome. And yourself?
Very good. Thanks for making the trek out here to Holland and being on the big show. We certainly appreciate it. So, Sean, Preferred Insurance. Now, for some people who don't know that company, just kind of real quick elevator speech, if you would. What exactly does Preferred Insurance do different than, like, say, a State Farm or an Allstate or something like that?
Well, the main thing that separates us from other captured agents, as they're called, is we're an independent agent. So we have multiple lines, either home, auto, umbrella, life insurance that we can go through. We don't just have one company that we deal with. We have 12 different companies for auto insurance and just as many for homeowners insurance. So when you come to us, we could shop you around through the many different companies and find the best deal for you.
So you could actually, if I go to you, it's kind of like those places where you can go online and find the best deal in a minute and a half, or I don't know what the new, but you could actually take a look at all that homeowners insurance and auto all the way through if we give you a call. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's 30 seconds or less now, I think is what it is. Yeah, I can't punch it in that fast. I don't know how they do it. But
I don't know. Half a minute, I don't know what it is. But anyway, so on the big show, so we're talking about insurance, things that you don't know can hurt you, sue you, kind of a fun topic. We're going to have you back and forth on the show as the weeks to come with different things. So, Sean, What are we talking about? We got the spring weather. What's shaking in the crazy wild world of insurance?
Water.
Water.
Well, we went from the big thaw. Mm-hmm. We had ice dams, and everybody's houses got flooded from the water coming in through the roof. Now the ground is saturated, so we're having a lot of issues with the sump pumps filling up.
Nice.
And they're running for the first time for the year, and they're breaking.
Okay.
So with that, there are certain coverages you could put on your homeowner's insurance that would protect you from that. If you did have a sump pump fail and it backed up in your basement, if you have sewer backup coverage on your homeowner's policy, whatever your limit may be, it could be anywhere from $2,500 to $10,000 would cover to have a restoration company come on out and clean that up. And
okay. Now, Sean, you're my insurance agent, so I know I'm covered. But for most for most people, how would I know? Like, for example, for Diane, do you have sub pump coverage on your house?
I rent, and the landlord has that.
Oh, there you go. But so, Sean, is that sub pump coverage part of the normal? You know, you call up and say, hey, I want homeowners insurance. Is that kind of like an automatic add to the insurance, or is it something that you got to really kind of ask for or search for? Or?
Most good agents that I know will add that on there.
Okay.
So. Typically, you will have that on there. You can look on your declaration page, and it'll be a separate line. It is an additional charge, depending on the carrier, from $50 to $100, depending on how much you want covered. And you look on there and just look for backup sewer and drain coverage. And if it's on there, you've got it. Or you can call your agent or call me, and I'll review your account for you.
And what's your number?
616-583-9661.
What was that in my good ear?
583-9661.
All right, a
shameless plug.
Yeah, shameless plug there. It is a kind of a 616 area code too, folks. So okay, so sub pump backup. Now I just because again, you are in insurance, but the terminology is very. You have to make sure this is worded appropriately. So how do I know? So again, if my sub pump just breaks, stops working, and my house floods, you're saying that's. Is that covered or?
Well, it's sewer and backup. So if your sump pump fails and the water comes in through your sump pump, that would be a covered loss. If it also includes if it comes in, if you're on city sewer system and it backs up from the street and all the sewage from your neighbor's house comes into your home, that'd be covered as well too. If you do not have that coverage on your policy, you have no coverage. It's
so,
not part of a standard homeowner's policy.
So then at that point, you're on the hook.
You're on the hook.
So, in your estimation, based on your experience, what is the average claim usually run a customer with this kind of thing?
$3,000 to $5,000, depending on how finished their basement is.
Okay.
Because a lot of times the drywall does have to be tore out. If you do have insulation down there, that is going to have to be tore out. The carpet pad, at minimum, is going to have to be taken up and replaced. Sometimes the carpet can be cleaned, and you can put that back down with a new pad. But typically, you're talking a new pad, drywall, insulation. If you have any electronics down in the basement, those are gone.
Oh, and would it cover like
your furnace,
your TV? And
well, it's a dollar amount. So if it gets high enough and your furnace is in the basement, you could lose your furnace. There's a lot of things down there that could go wrong. That's where typically your mechanicals are at.
Okay. And if a sewer backs up, it doesn't smell very nice either. So you got that too.
Yes.
So, and they pay for to air it out and all that other fun stuff.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to clean it up because it's a toxic environment when you start getting the sewer in there, and you could get mold after that. So you have to make sure that it's cleaned up properly. Just having somebody come on in with a wet dry vac and sucking it up is not going to work.
So you actually need to – there's value then in having the guys come out and they do whatever they do, and it's just not as easy as a shop vac.
Well, the restoration companies have special tools that they'll detect how much moisture you have in your studs and your drywall, and it's actually the paper – on the back of the drywall, because it's cellulose, it's wood, and that will start mold. So you have to get all the moisture out of there and make sure there is no more moisture on that drywall so that you don't develop mold after the fact.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Lots of fun.
Yeah. Sure. It's a hoot.
Yeah. It's a crazy fun topic, huh? All right. But, I mean, literally, though, I guess, folks, here's the deal. You know, we know that we had probably the most, what is it, the hardest, longest winter or whatever in 15, I don't know how long.
30 years.
30 years. Thank you, Di. Keeps us on the straight and narrow there. But 30 years. And so, again, just a ton of water out there. Do you guys really think that this is probably going to be, have you already started to see the claims start to come in? And
Oh, for sure. The restoration companies right now are backlogged for months. They're still dealing with the damage from the ice dams. They're
really?
Still dealing with it. That's how backed up they are right now. So, and they're finally starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, but we're also coming into the rainy season right now, too. So we might start having some issues with sump pumps. We've actually already had two claims in the last couple of weeks just out of my office for sump pump failure.
Is there anything, and I know you're not a mechanical expert, but what can you do to check your sub pump? Can you check your sub pump, or is it just one of those things where it kind of, you know, it doesn't work when it dies?
Well, there's a couple things you can do. There's backups you can put on the sump pump, get a hold of a plumber, and they actually run a backup off your city water supply.
Okay.
That will run as a backup to run the pump, or you can get meters in your basement that'll detect water in your basement to alert you that you have a sump pump failure.
Hey, speaking of meters and alerts, coming up, we're going to a break, but we're going to have Barbara Thompson from EPS sitting in with Sean and I. So stay tuned. You're listening to 1450 WHTC, the Home Zone with Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Coming back here. Oh, there's my mic. Okay, I don't know if we lost it there for a second. Sorry about that. But you're back on the Home Zone. With me now, join us is Barbara Thompson from EPS, Engineered Protection Systems, Inc. Hello, Barbara. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for asking, Jeff.
Well, I know I feel more protected now that you're here in the studio with us. Thank you so much. So EPS. Now, Sean was just talking, kind of fits in well. Sean was talking about the sub pump and the water backup and stuff like that. And you had mentioned during the break, you guys actually have a part of your monitoring system or an add-on or something that covers that kind of thing?
Yep, we sure do. We have a water level detector that can monitor if there's water that hits both of the contacts, and it would send us a signal to our central station, and then we would be contacting the homeowner, letting you guys know that we detected water. So most of the time people stick them down by the sub pump or in laundry rooms under ice makers. So
that's a huge value. I mean, Sean, if I were to just, okay, so say, God forbid, I have a sub pump claim, I've got my deductible, right? So it ranges from whatever my homeowner's deductible is, correct?
Typically, yeah.
Okay, and then isn't there something where once you make a claim, don't insurance companies, there's like, I don't know, like a percentage charge once you have a claim or something like that?
Yeah, you could experience a surcharge after you make any sort of a claim that's non-weather related. So it could be upwards of 30%.
So, I mean, really, talk about a value. And I'm not even sure, you know, Barbara, how much the service is per month. But, wow, I mean, if you think about it, if something does happen like this, this is just kind of a thing where not only do you save money by having the service as far as like, because don't you get a discount on your homeowner's insurance with the alarm systems?
Yeah, you get a discount for having an alarm system, but I think it's more just the peace of mind and not having to deal with a claim and losing your stuff and having to go through the inconvenience of it just for having a service that'll alert you in advance.
Right, and I thought Barbara said that she actually would go out and protect. No, I'm just kidding, Barbara.
So, yeah, bring my gun.
Right, exactly. Right. So, Barbara, okay. So, EPS, what's kind of the basic system? Kind of tell me, you know, because again, there is a cost involved with having an alarm system, and you know, in our area, you know, again, I live over in Zeeland, so I'm a little bit sheltered. But I guess when people say to you, Barbara, you know, I live in a good area, I don't think I need an alarm system. What do you say to that?
The most important thing is peace of mind for the homeowner. Beyond that, it's just, I mean, a life safety aspect. You can look at it with having monitored smokes, monitored CO detectors. You can also have those water level detectors, heat detectors, furnace failure. So we have a lot of customers that have their second homes here on the lakeshore. They just want, they're not there all the time. So having and being informed that if it gets to a certain degree, it allows them to get a plumber there in time if they have, so the pipes don't freeze.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, really what you're saying is that with a security system, granted, it's for security as far as somebody breaking in, but there's a lot of applications almost more for safety. Like you said, I noticed you said smoke detectors and heat detectors. So that would be for like fire, and you can protect people from fire because, again, it monitors, it gets the fire department on the way and so on and so forth, correct?
Yep, definitely.
Okay. Now, here's kind of another thing. With EPS, do you have the availability to have the cool James Bond kind of thing from your phone with the cameras at home and turn stuff on and fun stuff like that?
Yep, we have. We do offer that. It's called our Total Connect service, which allows you to have remote access to your system, staying connected while away, so you can view cameras, you can adjust your thermostat, have some money-saving, energy-saving costs there, lighting control, door locks, controlling that all remotely through your phone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have a daughter that's at a dating age, so do you have like a portable system that we could throw on her so that if any boys come near her, it shocks them, like a taser system, or is that in the works perhaps? Or
we could put a GPS on her.
Hey,
you track that from your phone.
There you go, folks. You want to protect the kids, throw the GPS on
her. Or just keep her in the house and put some contacts on her windows.
Right. She won't get out. That's great. Yeah. So, Barbara, again, if I want to, because do you do free estimates in home where people can, you know? And then the other thing is, I know you do a lot of new construction, but if I have a house that's already built, can you put a system in without destroying a lot of walls and there's a lot of, you know, drilling and stuff like that?
Yep. I primarily deal a lot with new construction, but our company does both residential with existing homes and commercial. So, I mean, when it comes to existing homes, you're going to have more of a system that's going to be a wireless system.
Okay.
So you have your hub, which has a receiver in it, and all the devices from there will talk back to the receiver, and then that will send us a signal to our central station.
Okay, Barbara, now if somebody wants to get a hold of you, give me your phone number real quick, please.
Yep, my phone number is 616-459-0281, extension 455.
Okay, guys, it's already the end of the second Home Zone. Thank you both so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Next week on the Home Zone, foreclosures. Good deal or a good mess? We'll have local real estate experts talking about foreclosed homes, if they're good deals or not. You're in the zone, the Home Zone. This is Jeff Potter at North Point Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday on the Zone, the Home Zone.
Thanks for joining us this afternoon for the Home Zone with your host, Jeff Potter from North Point Bank, an equal housing lender. Today's show has been brought to you by TransNation Title and Art Realty. If you'd like to hear today's show again, go to our website for the podcast, WHTC.com, and join us every Tuesday at 12:30 for the Home Zone on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.